Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Abigail, the ultimate guru, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the world's only comedian, Bryden Proctor.
Hello.
You don't have to worry about a thing, folks, because we are here to help, and we are here to help you in particular, because we care about you very much. Don't we, Bryden?
I mean, which people? Which ones in particular? Niles? Like, yes. Rising? Hell yeah.
Niles?
Arpad? Yes. Those are the big three. And guess what? Fuck a big three. It's all about big me. It's just big me.
So Bryden only loves himself.
That's right.
I love all of you.
Who doesn't love me?
I want us to have the most beautiful parasocial relationship we possibly can so that you will pay me for art. Yes, we do have a tier on the Patreon that gets you a commission piece from me. And I have new software and brushes and everything. So just go to patreon.com/heretohelppodcast.
So you got all of that new equipment and brushes and things like that. Did you happen to purchase any talent while you were at it? Or
no. We're not really worried about. You know, so I'm not the best artist with some things, but you know what I am really good at is paint, is drawing like really detailed but kind of stylized cartoon cities. Okay, so I was thinking maybe I should just be an architect, but I can draw buildings.
That's not even close to what an architect does. They don't just draw. They don't just draw buildings.
Art school in Germany or whatever, in Austria.
They don't just draw buildings. There's a lot. That's like engineering involved.
My history books have lied to me yet again.
I don't think that's. No. It's not, no. That's because when I was in high school, I ended up going to vocational school before I got kicked out. And I went into a CAD program, computer assisted drafting and design. And that was the most boring shit in the entire world.
Oh, I'm sure.
It sucked dick. And the guy was fucking awful, the teacher. He was like, he looked like kind of like an ogre. Like, he's dead now. He's got to be dead now.
Like Shrek?
Yeah, he was very Shrek-like.
Okay.
He's very Shrek-like, and like, you know, warts all over him. He was just fucking gross, and
dude,
I hated him. I didn't do anything wrong.
A California Pizza Kitchen restaurant one time, and the waiter had like warts all over his face. I couldn't eat. It was bad.
Damn, you would think they wouldn't let that guy.
Why do you have that bad serving food?
That's a shame. Well, and like, listen to any of our listeners that might have warts all over your face. Don't be fat, and I think that it's okay.
It's less bad, maybe. There's less bad going on. The warts are pretty bad. You know, they have stuff to deal with warts. Like, you
he doesn't have
get
the,
rid of them.
He doesn't have the money. That guy at the California Pizza Kitchen does not have wart removal money, dude. He works at California Pizza Kitchen.
Tip him more to remove the warts.
Do you just put in the tip line, like, $400 for warts?
Yeah, just freeze them off, dude. They got stuff for that.
I mean, were they? This guy was like, he was pretty. I can't remember him. It was probably a lot worse than I remember. I didn't like him. He got me kicked out of school.
I'm sorry.
Well,
sorry that happened. Speaking of Shrek, though,
yeah.
Shrek has just come on Netflix. So my kids are going to be watching that soon.
Well, that's good. Shrek is good. I don't care about all this fucking.
It's a great movie.
You don't see any advertisements for any Shrek bullshit at the grocery store. It's, you know, other things. Hell, they don't even do that. It's been frozen forever, but you don't see Shrek anywhere.
Well, that's kind of an old movie at this point. What do you mean you don't see Shrek anywhere?
I just feel like Shrek should just keep on keeping on, dude. Like, they should
make
another. When did Shrek come out?
Shrek is eternal.
When did Shrek come out? Shrek came out 23 years ago. Actually, April 22nd, 2001. 2001.
Oh, my goodness.
Big year. The biggest thing happened in 2001. Shrek came out.
Shrek is like the perfect movie, you know?
Yeah.
We would just watch it over and over and over.
Had a Rodney King reference in it.
Oh, I must have missed that when I was a child.
When the castle guards, like, beat up the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody starts filming it. They got a Rodney King reference in there, which is crazy. It's really cool, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's one of those movies. Now we're just a film show, sure. I guess. But it's one of those movies where they try to throw in, like, you know, stuff for the parents, too, and it actually works out, and it's actually good.
Yeah, like when he's got the big castle or hat or whatever, Lord Farquaad, and he's like, he must be compensating for something or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a great
lot
line.
Of that going on.
Great line. Hell yeah, dude, Shrek rules. I like Shrek.
I want to show you something.
What?
I was on Twitter right before we started, and this is what we're going to start off with today, is a post in our Twitter segment. Do-do-do-do. All of our segments have the same do-do-do. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not that creative or clever to come up with more. But he says, had her over last night to make dinner and figured I'd impress her and make a dessert, too. Always goes off how she likes strawberry cake. Have her over and show her. Oh, I like strawberry flavored cake, not cake with strawberries. End of conversation. So she didn't try the cake, right? So he makes like a strawberry shortcake and there's like strawberry sliced on top and like.
Well, hold on. Are you sure? Does he have a picture of this cake?
Yes, that's okay. That's what I'm going to show you right now. Hopefully it shows up on my phone. Look at this. First of all,
It's fine.
Can you tell that the icing is just melted?
Yeah.
And also there's no baking soda in that cake. Those are bricks. Those did not rise. And
yeah,
he sliced the strawberries the completely wrong direction and really thin.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tried though.
I was going through the comments because I was like, maybe, you know, the baking soda was expired, right? That's forgivable, right? No, he had no baking soda and made a cake anyway.
Oh,
and
no.
She came up with the most polite way of refusing she could in the moment, maybe. I don't know, but I wouldn't eat that either. It looks like it's hard as a rock.
Yeah, that's not
abysmal.
I mean, he tried. If they stick together, that's a fun story for later, but
no, he didn't try. He didn't even put baking soda in the cake. That's not effort.
He's probably never baked a cake before, and he probably was just like, I got baking powder. How much does baking soda matter?
No, because baking powder would have worked. He didn't put that in anyway. Baking powder is half baking soda, half cream of tartar, both of them leavening agents, okay? It just has a different flavor. Baking powder would have worked perfectly. You can sub the baking powder.
Then he just skipped it.
He just skipped that step completely. He could have just gone to the store and gotten it real quick, but he didn't even put that much effort into it to get the ingredient he needed.
Hold on. I'm because the guy that I'm
picturing. Did you see that icing?
He didn't wait until it cooled off. Yeah, definitely. You got to wait for it to cool before you put
the icing. It's melted. You can't put whipped icing on a warm cake. What happens when you heat up whipped cream? What happens?
It's really good. It's good.
It turns into cream. It's just wet. This is not a tres leches cake, okay?
It's strawberry cream pie. It's good.
The follow-up tweet, the comment under, he says, in conclusion, I'm a stupid fucking faggot who forgot that you can never like a woman more than she likes you.
Okay,
not
well,
going to let myself go back to my whoring ways and hop back on dating apps. Just need to go back to focusing on my career again. Time to call it in. Bleak.
Okay, calm down.
Yeah, it's a little dramatic.
I mean, I would say calm down. Also, I just turned your mic up a little bit. Just,
oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I might be too far away.
There we go. Well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see how it is, but I've got it turned up. He should calm down. That's my advice. Clip this for him. Calm down. That's okay. That cake does look like shit. What did she think of the other thing that you made? And also, don't bake anymore. Baking is for girls, so don't bake.
Boys can bake, but probably shouldn't.
I mean, like, there's like...
Never goes well.
Well, except for, like, the invention of baking. I don't think women came up with that shit. You know, like, sourdough bread, you think a woman invented it?
Yes.
No.
All you do is put flour and water together in a jar. You think a woman couldn't figure out but half water, half flour in a jar?
So you're saying the invention of sourdough bread was by a woman because it's the easiest bread to make, and women are historically not as great as men.
It's very clever, actually, because what you're doing
is
you're capturing the natural yeasts in the air, instead of using, you know, like packaged yeast, which they wouldn't have had back then, no, I don't obviously.
Think so. No.
You know.
It sounds like ass. Listen, your cake sucks. That's a bad cake. I would calm the fuck down.
Yeah, calm down, dude. And then I went on his page and I scrolled, and you know what I found? Because his follow up tweet was, in conclusion, you know, stupid because you should never like a woman more than she likes you. But a few tweets before, like not long ago, he tweeted that he didn't like the woman. So he's just lying.
Yeah, he sounds like the type of guy that makes that type of cake.
Yeah.
That's a real drunk cake to make, honestly. That's
really, yeah.
I mean, I would have tried it. I would have. I would be like, all right, at least give me a small piece. Like, let me try this. Because it would
take one bite. That's good, honey. Thank you. That's what I would have done.
I would have just taken a bite, and if it was bad, I would have said, this tastes like shit, dude. You got to put baking powder in here. What are you doing?
So my advice is to put in effort next time you want to pretend like you're putting in effort.
I think he put in effort.
By effort, I mean baking soda. I mean baking soda. You put in the baking soda. You can put it in like anything, okay? You put baking soda in baths. You can clean things with it. You can put it in your fridge to keep odor out. Like, just always use baking soda.
You should use the same baking soda that you keep open in the back of your fridge to make a cake, and that won't taste gross at all.
That sounds like a genius idea.
Yeah.
Actually, it's very economical.
Yeah.
That would explain a lot that I'm thinking of now.
try my strawberry mold cake.
It's a great plan.
You do that.
Anyway, I do not have very many Dear Abbeys this week. We're going to skip our Dear Abbey segment, but I have plenty of our Reddit segment.
Okay. Well, that's on them then.
It's on them.
It's on all of you.
Well, they only wanted stupid help.
Like what?
Wasn't going to be entertaining.
Oh, then yeah, I don't care about that. I'm tired of those types of things. Not today. Some weeks, yes. Not this week. I don't want to hear your stupid goddamn questions about samurai or whatever the fuck you people.
Yeah.
What anime is the best? Or you know.
I'll tell them.
They know what they do.
The best anime is
what? It's Cowboy Bebop, but whatever.
It's Kill la Kill. Everyone should watch Kill la Kill.
The fuck is that? It's Cowboy Bebop. Next fucking question. Everybody knows the only good anime is Cowboy Bebop, and that's it. That's the only one that they made that was really fucking good, and it's a real fucking story, and it's good.
It's the only real story.
Yeah, the rest of it is like ends up with weird stuff, and they're like, actually, I'm my cousin in another dimension, and that shit sucks. But, you know, Cowboy Bebop is just about a space bounty hunter.
Right. Well, Kill la Kill is just about, you know, a woman who's given superpowers by extremely slutty clothing that is scintillant.
See? I hate that. Japanese as fuck. I hate it. That sucks. Cowboy Bebop, just a space cowboy. He's got a vendetta against this guy named Vicious because he killed this girl. Was it Julia or Julie, something like that? But they had both, like, loved her or something like that. But anyway, so he runs around. It's about their adventures. And the only stupid gay thing in that entire anime is this character named Ed.
So it's like Firefly.
It's a lot like Firefly.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Firefly's awesome.
Firefly's not bad. So you can tolerate Joss Whedon.
Yeah, for that, yeah. Firefly
and Serenity.
It was after
that he fell off, honestly. Sure.
Yeah, Firefly and then the movie Serenity. Those are both fucking incredible. Truly incredible.
Okay, yeah, but he was just, you know, that was the golden age of Joss Whedon. He was doing Buffy. He was doing Angel. Soon after, he did Dollhouse. Those are all wonderful shows.
Oh, that shit's gay. The one thing that guy did that was cool was Firefly.
Can we talk for a second about this, actually?
Take my land. Take me where I cannot stand.
It's a good song.
It is. And they curse in Chinese. I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
It is cool.
Well, Chinese people just always sound like they're swearing at you.
Well, yeah. Hey, great. Really, they're just ordering. They'll just be like, give me that dog. They're ordering. They're
dog,
not.
Dog, please.
Not talking about your dog. They're just ordering. Dog Donald's.
What? Okay.
I have to make a dog.
Oh, no.
Shit. Not back on this. No, I'm okay. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not back on this.
I thought you got it out of your system a couple weeks ago.
I did. I'm not doing that again.
I made a bunch of polls on Twitter recently, actually.
Ooh, that's
speaking
so cool.
of Joss Whedon. Okay, lots and lots of polls, but most of them were about who the hottest like male and female characters were in Buffy, right?
Don't you have kids
from male from men and from women, like who they thought, and everyone picked the old guy.
I don't know who the old guy is.
Giles. Can you believe everyone voted for Giles?
Oh,
men and
God.
Women all think Giles is the hottest
fuck
man.
Is Giles.
Look it up. Look up Rupert Giles.
Rupert Giles.
He's an English librarian man. He's like the dad okay. figure in the show.
That's not Michael Keaton?
Nope.
He kind of looks like Michael Keaton. Oh, just
and
in this one
picture.
He can
sing, too. He sings really well.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
Yeah, breaking fucking news. That's still
gay. Do you think
gay.
He's hot?
No, I don't want to have sex with that old man.
Well, everyone on Twitter does, so.
Okay, good. Glad I'm not on that website.
Like, there were two broody bad boys in the poll, and everyone picked the old guy.
Well, there you go. I've still got it.
You're no Rupert Giles, I'm sorry.
I am, I could.
You can't pull off the sexy librarian
thing. Okay, he doesn't look like a librarian. That's not. He looks like a Sherlock Holmes.
He does, kind of.
Yeah, that's what they did. The Sherlock Holmes look.
I think it's just his accent that's tricking people.
What if he had like a fucking African accent? That'd be good.
I was about to say like he sings some Molly or something. Yeah. He's just clicking at them.
Damn, that was that
Buffy.
Was
like, I don't speak Somali. Like,
that would be a way better fucking TV show. Fucking,
I would watch that.
Sarah Michelle Dude. Gellar.
Okay, so did I tell you I was watching this Korean show? Okay, it was really sad and really depressing, and all of this like really super depressing. Like the girl's dying of terminal cancer, right? So they have to bring in some comic relief, right? So the uncle comes in, Kevin. He's wow. just an American guy, okay? But he only speaks English, and none of the other characters do. Not even the uncle's wife, okay? Even the uncle's wife cannot communicate with him. So it'll be like this big dramatic, like, I'm dying, and I have this choice to make, and I don't know if I should get treatment, and like, my whole life is falling apart, and like, the world's gonna end, because literally the world might end also in the
oh,
storyline.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
And he's just like... doesn't know what she's saying and is like responding in English as if he does, but it's like totally random crap. Like it has nothing to do with it. And I'm just like dying laughing. It's obviously supposed to be comic relief, right?
I like the idea. I mean, but like, what's the type of stuff does he say?
And he's just like, yeah, yeah, honey, I know. I love you too. And you know, it's going to be great because you're going to get the treatment and everything's fine. And you know, I love you guys. And yeah, yeah, that makes sense. But I actually thought that it was this other thing. It's got nothing to do with what she just said. It's like...
well, that does rule.
It's like, yeah, yeah, honey, I love you too. And she's like, and I'm dying! And I'm my boyfriend's... the world's gonna end. Literally, everyone's gonna die. It's Armageddon. And yeah, yeah, that's great, honey. It's gonna be good. Like, I'm here for you.
I like that. I don't like that they're over there making fun of us. But that's... we get to make fun of you guys. You don't make
well,
fun
good,
of us.
But everyone loves him, and he's a Family Guy, so it's fine.
That's another thing. We made Family Guy. We're about to cut him off from it.
I like Uncle Kevin. Okay. From r/ am I the asshole? Not even. It's A-I-T-A-H, which I think is like the offshoot.
Sure. Yeah, that happens
asshole,
a lot
basically.
With subreddits where... two nerds butt heads and they're like, I'm gonna go make the same thing but different, and
yeah,
then the only people that suffer are the mod people because everybody else is just post
doing
on both of them. Yeah,
yeah, doesn't matter. And one's smaller, so it's like am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend she is too much of a quote wild card to marry?
That's a fucking gay thing to say, but let me hear
gay.
The type of guy that would write this that would call his girlfriend
like
a wild card.
Sounds like a coward to me. He's like scared. She's a little crazy.
He might just be fucking sensible, and she could be a lunatic, but I think that just calling somebody a wild card is like, that's a cool thing to say.
It is, right?
You'd be like, you're
not if you're
wild...
saying this is why I won't marry you.
Yeah, like, it's not an insult. It's like, I don't know, you're a bit of a wild card. If somebody said you're a bit of a wild card, I would say, you know, I don't need your badge, and I'd take my badge off, and I'd throw it on the desk, and I'd say, but the gun's coming with me. I'm solving this case. And then I'd, you know, fucking, that's what a wild card is.
You're out of control, Cobra. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's wild. Okay, well, I'll hear it.
My girlfriend, they're both 27 years old, is a bit of a free spirit. Don't get me wrong. She's very intelligent, attractive, and has a lot going for her.
So yeah, that means she has big tits.
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
Always does. Men are pigs.
She's got a lot going for her.
We've been together for 3 years.
Okay.
So we string her along for 3 years.
Well, I mean, this could be a recent development. Her wild cardness could have finally shown. Yeah, it could have just been the flop the first couple of years, and then
I don't think so. Women don't do that. Hide who they are. Like, that's a man thing.
Are you serious? Women constantly... Okay, first of all, everybody hides who they are initially. And then women will definitely do that. Men, it's harder for us to do it because eventually we're going to be like, you're going to do our laundry. And you're going to see, you know, most metaphorically and physically, you're going to do our laundry and you're going to see our shit stains. Okay? Women can keep things...
Why do you have shit stains?
God, wet fart.
That's disgusting.
Sometimes.
No, not sometimes. If you feel one of those coming, you go sit on the toilet.
Can't. Too busy working.
It's disgusting. You have poop stains? I have never once found a poop stain in my husband's underwear.
I have totally got a streak, dude. Hell yeah. Are you serious?
That's disgusting.
36 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too young. You're not Joe Biden, okay?
Dude.
Which I saw a video of him the other day. I've had toddlers. I know what it looks like when a kid is like pooping secretly, but right in front of you, where they don't want you to know what they're doing. But they got their eyes get all wide and they get like this weird stance and they're just real quiet for a second. Like, okay, it's done. And then they go back to what they're doing. Like, he's pooping himself.
Okay? Yeah, of course he is. And I don't poop myself. But sometimes...
No, you are pooping yourself. If you have poop stains in your underwear, you're
so,
pooping yourself.
No, you see, what happens is you get a wet fart. Let's say you're driving a long distance. You know, you get a wet fart. Oh, no. And you think, so, you know, you got to scratch your butt, right? Got to really get in there.
No!
Dig in there.
No!
And,
what is wrong with you?
You know, you got to really dig in there at the Publix grocery store that you just stopped off at. And then, you know, you're faced with a choice. You know, do I throw my underwear in the public bathroom trash can, or, you know, I'm not gonna ruin these pants. I need a layer of defense between them in case, you know, there's round two of the wet farts.
Okay. Yeah. I think this is an alcoholic problem.
No. It happened in January too.
Oh, no, I just mean your body gets destabilized from all the alcohol, so, and you're pooping your pants.
No, I tell you, I spend less money on alcohol than I do on underwear because of the Publix. I mean, I just fill the bins with the fucking at the Publix.
They're just disposable.
I know. Well, I mean, I try to wear two at once.
Yeah. It sounds like you really need to, honestly.
I do.
Maybe you should like quadruple up on it over there.
And what's really nice is like if you get an all black pack of them too, because then you can't really see them in there.
Yeah, she can smell it though.
Can't wear no. That's what the second pair is for.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
See, oh my god, you're making her do your poopy underwear. You're making her do the laundry.
Well, only the second pair because it drips through the first pair, right?
Yeah. Okay. You're disgusting. Men are pigs. Men are disgusting. And this is what they're like.
That's only
reason why I've never, maybe my husband is just like a unique special snowflake, or maybe he throws his underwear out before I can
he's
see
at the,
it.
He's
I don't
at
know.
The, he's at the Publix putting on his second pair of underwear. Now,
I don't think so.
Now, listen, all of that, what I just said is only half true. I don't wear a second pair of underwear.
Yeah, no, of course, because you have no consideration for anyone except for yourself is why.
You say that like that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And also,
generally, it's frowned upon in polite society.
Society's not so polite. And
not with you in it.
Well, it's my society. Before we move on, I'm going to move out here. I've known plenty of women throughout the years. I guess periods just aren't a thing then, huh?
That's just not a thing. It's not the same. We can't control that. You just could just not hold it a in. Thing. You could just hold it in.
I think that women can hold in periods.
We can't. Well, actually, it's impossible.
Do some kegels. Do some kegels. Hold it in.
It's supposed to come out. Like, that's how you get toxic shock syndrome.
Poop is supposed to come out. You think poop's supposed to stay up there?
Okay, no. Poop is not uncontrollable. You were potty trained when you were a toddler, presumably. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you were never potty trained. Maybe your parents failed you that badly.
I don't know. You're the one making disgusting underwear, and I'm the one that buys something at Publix every time I go in there.
Underwear.
They don't sell.
What do you mean every time you go in there? Why are you there if that? What do you? I also buy something from the grocery store every time I go in there. I don't just walk in there to look around at the scenery usually.
Well, no, I gotta just, you know, gotta stash the underwear in the chip aisle.
Okay. Yeah.
I had a friend once who, he was don't know how true this is, but this is what he told me. He was at a Walmart one time, and he was like working at a fireworks stand, and that was like, you know, you had to shit the whole time or whatever.
Okay.
And he was waiting in line at Walmart, and a little turd came out, and he just shaked it
how
down.
How does this happen?
I don't know.
How does this just happen?
I don't what know. You...
Oh and my he... God, I am a and mother he... of three gigantic babies, okay, big babies, and I am more continent than you people, whatever men are.
I guess then he just shook it down his pant leg and put a box that was over nearby over it.
Oh. Oh my God.
That's awesome. I'll never forget that story. It's too funny. Because I'm sure there's security footage of it. I'm just
at the register, they got cameras on all those registers. That's incredible. That's disgusting. Should we get back to the actual
Yeah, get back to the story. I need to buy a third pair of underwear.
You know, speaking of periods, they do make like disposable mesh underwear.
What's the mesh do? Just filter it?
It's just so it's stretchy, because so you don't have to like worry about sizing so much, because you're just gonna throw it away.
Oh.
It's not like super meshy. It's like a super tight weave, but it makes it really stretchy.
Oh, okay. When you said mesh, I was thinking of fishnet.
No,
that's not fucking helpful at all. See what that does? Oh, no, I'm on my period. Time to get my fishnet underwear. Like, where are you going? That's what?
Publix, hopefully.
Yeah. There's a guy at Publix that's just like, every time he takes out the trash, he's like, these fucking Hanes. Do we sell Hanes here? Fucking Fur the Loom. We don't. He's just going through the aisles. He's just. Somebody's shoplifting all but one pair of underwear here.
All but one pair.
Just one pair. God. It's a strange design.
Yeah, don't check the pair. Don't check that one. All right. Her biggest flaw is she is rebellious. She absolutely loathes the traditional route for anything. Okay. I went to college and she didn't. Which sounds pretty trad to me, the woman not going to college.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, sure.
She had problems with teachers which were founded, one abused her.
Okay.
But it's widespread.
I'm just so tired of every woman saying that a teacher abused them.
Well, maybe if you think about it, if you're like a predatory type of person, you may want to try to get a job in a sector where you can predate.
Nope. You know what's the quickest answer to this? Women are lying. Move on.
I think you're lying.
Women are lying. They love to lie. That's what
you poop your pants. What's worse, a liar or a poopy pants man?
Definitely a liar.
I don't know.
I will walk honest and proud, pants full of shit, into that Publix bathroom. And I will announce to the man in the stall, when are you going to be done? I've got work to do.
Oh, no. My work is not yet done. Oh, gosh.
This is the life of a man without chains.
Yeah. Why do you even wear pants? You could just poop on the ground like
I sometimes think about that because, like, you know, like everything is this bell curve. You've seen the memes where, you know, it's like the dumbest guy and the smartest guy on the bell curve. I feel that might be the same thing about shitting yourself.
No.
Yeah, it is because, like, complete retard shit themselves. But, like, super geniuses, you're telling me Stephen Hawking didn't fucking shit all over himself?
Okay, I don't think that's a good example. Example.
I think he pooped everywhere, bro. I think he shit.
He probably did, but that's not because he's smart.
Genius. I need not worry about the bounds of society. I shit where I am.
You're a real Stephen Hawking, all right.
I'm a Steve Winwood. Bring me your higher love. Oh.
You know how Stephen Hawking had that party scheduled for, like, time travelers and no one showed up when it finally came around? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it was him. I remember that story, yeah.
Why did no one show up and just pretend to be a time traveler? Why wouldn't someone have that idea?
Because...
That's the one chance you've got. That's the time traveler party.
Because he actually didn't do that. That was just... He was with Epstein on the island and all of the time travelers.
Oh, so he's just lying. He's a liar.
Yeah.
What you're saying is he's a liar.
He's a liar and a poopy pants, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a Venn diagram, and he's in the middle of it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So there's, like, women all on one side, men all on the other, and then Stephen Hawking right in the middle.
Yep. Because you think about it, women, disabled, Stephen Hawking disabled. Yeah, men poop their pants. Stephen Hawking poops his pants. This is science and math and drawing.
I'm starting to think that just it's just tards all the way down. Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
okay. I'm going to try to get through this story without talking about pooping pants anymore. I don't know why this is happening. It's got nothing to do with the advice that's being asked of us.
I don't know. Something to do.
Poop pants? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Something to poo.
She quits jobs because she, quote, manages better. And she does. She has her own business and a host of side hustles, but it's just... How long does it last?
How many of those are what I think they are?
I don't know. What do you think they are?
I think it's OnlyFans.
I thought we were talking about, like, crocheting or quilting, you know, a little Etsy shop.
She has her own business and it's crocheting. Yeah, a 27-year-old.
She does.
A 27-year-old has a lot going on that owns her own business. You're thinking crocheting right away. That's where you go with that. In 2024.
I don't see why we're assuming she's a whore.
I think that it's safe to assume that.
Why? Wouldn't he mention it?
She's a wild card, dude.
I feel like you don't have to be a whore to be a wild card.
Sure, but if you are a whore, you are a wild card.
Okay, But what I'm getting from this, though, is that she didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want a real job.
Okay.
So you were talking about how, like, you know, he wants a laundry slave because that's what men want or whatever. That's how you get a laundry slave.
I never thought that laundry was really that. I mean, I do my laundry because Erica breaks my clothes. You just said that.
Okay.
She does. I do my, because she breaks my clothes. I have several outfits hanging in the downstairs bathroom on the shower curtain with a fan pointed at them since yesterday, so that they air dry.
Yeah. There's lots of stuff that needs to air dry.
Yes.
But she just won't. She won't pull it out. Is that the problem?
I don't trust her. I don't trust her to do it. We've had incidents in the past, and we have moved past it.
Yes.
And every time I see this pair of shorts that is just not going to make it. Now they're at-home shorts because the hole in the ass is just too big.
Is that how that happened? You sure you didn't just have, like, an extra spicy poopy fart?
No, the fucking...
That's not what happened.
The pocket's falling off of it. It's brutal. It's terrible. They were great shorts.
Sounds bad.
They're at-home shorts now.
She was asking me if I was ever going to propose, and I said I wasn't sure. We argued back and forth a little, and she asked why I wouldn't. I was honest and said I saw her as a wild card, that she just takes off a lot. She said she was lucky and could do that, that her friend died unexpectedly in his 30s and absolutely is not going to go out working a, quote, boring 9-to-5 with no life and no experiences under her belt. She left and hasn't spoken to me since. It's been 5 days. She said she needed to think. So whether she's a wild card or not, tell me, what do you expect to happen if your serious girlfriend of 3 years is like, hey, I'm thinking, like, maybe we should get married at some point. Are you ever going to propose? And you're like, no, I'm not ever going to marry you. What should she do in that situation, do you think, Bryden?
Oh, I don't know. I think what he should do is just go, whew, okay, that's done. Yeah.
You don't want to marry her. Who cares if she leaves?
Yeah, it's not that.
Like,
not
what are you talking about? You just told her you don't plan to marry her. You've wasted 3 years not planning to marry her. Like, okay, just go find someone you actually want to marry.
Well, what you do is, in that situation, if you're ever confronted with that, is, fella, you should have just lied and avoided the thing. Just avoid it.
No. This is much better. Honesty is better.
No.
So she can go. Like, if she's looking for marriage, she doesn't need to be with him. She's 27 years old.
She is very old.
Like,
she's used up and done. That's what I say.
That's not what I'm saying.
She is.
What I'm saying is,
an old bitch.
If she ever wants children, then if you say he wastes another 3 years, she's 30.
Okay, hold on.
She can have children till like 40, 45.
That's not true.
But it's hard then.
First of all, that's not true. You can't have...
Menopause doesn't happen till like 50.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure that they'll have a blast with their Down syndrome kid.
Well, yeah, I didn't say it would be a healthy kid.
Yeah, there you go. So, no.
And also, Down syndrome is mostly, there's several things. It's mostly the man's age that matters. It's not all the woman's eggs.
Okay, yeah, whatever. I get it. You're a lesbian, you hate men, yada, yada. Okay, look, I don't think that woman is going to want kids anyway. All right, she's a wild card. She's out there.
She wants to get married.
I don't think she wants to get married. She just wants him to want to get married. She's out there fucking dudes right now.
Why?
Because she's a wild card.
She's a wild card because she didn't go to college and owns her own business instead of working an office job.
You do think that she is crocheting underwear? No street
underwear
for
men. No, I don't think that's
her
business. I think that's her side hustle.
No. She has...
underwear.
And she says, my friend died in his 30s, so I don't want to die without any experiences. You've had experiences. You're good. You're good. There's no more. I mean, listen, I'm 36. I stopped having experiences at like 28. You know?
Just a shell of a man.
Yeah. I mean, like around 28, 29, I stopped having experiences. And that's
how that works?
Yeah, I think all people are like that. Yeah, around
them. I'm still having experiences.
You've never had an experience. Everything you have now, you think are experiences.
Having an experience lately.
It's not. Experiences happen from like 16 to 25. And then outside of that, then it's just things that you. It's things that you do, and then it starts to just become things that you have to do because you're like, this is fun. I'm having fun, right? You know, like you go to these shows and you're like, I like this music. I'm having fun. And then the next day you're like, that was gay. This is not fun. You know what's an experience? Sleep. I like to be asleep.
I think you're just describing depression.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've had
That's
that
not...
for...
Inherent.
Like almost, I've had that for like almost 10 years then.
Yeah.
Huh.
I noticed.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
I think that everything might just be gay though, and not worth
that it. That too. Things are gay, and that's why you have depression.
Yeah, it's probably. I think that it's because like everything's a myth and nothing is worth it, and then like, you know, life's not worth living, and then like sometimes, cause like I mean, just like everybody, sometimes like you get up and you just you're like you're not very well rested. And then, you know, you go to your job and like nothing feels like you're moving towards any goals. And you come home and like the things that used to make you happy, they just no longer make you happy. And you're tired, but you can't sleep. And then like you either eat too much or not enough. And then you just start drinking like a lot.
Yeah, that's just depression.
Nah, I think that's just being 36, I think.
Maybe. I'll let you know when I get there.
Okay. Let me know 2 years ago then.
No, stop it. You stop telling people I'm old. I'm not old. People believe you.
Good. Good, they
people
should.
People believe a lot of things you say that are nonsense.
I don't know. Just saying. Experiences, they're overrated. Eat just fine. Go to a nice restaurant and pay fucking $20 for avocado toast and go, that was gay. That's an experience. It sucks. Yeah, you got yelling kids back there. It's fucking crazy. They pick them up all on the mic and everything. They're going nuts. I wasn't going to say anything. They're running with that cool bit. Now watch this. As soon as she comes back, I'm going to take a piss. We have like 20 minutes left in the show. I don't even give a shit. I'm going to get... Oh, no, I can't take a piss because she has to go beat the shit out of her kids. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think after a certain age, you don't have fucking experiences anymore. You just got, like, things that you do. Because, like, these are the things you like, right? Like, you like listening to Gorillaz. Okay, but, I mean, the last albums have sucked dick.
Okay, that's not...
You know, like, what am I going to do? Oh, yeah. How about Broken Social Scene make a new fucking album? Oh, great. No, they broke up in 2010, you old faggot.
Well, that last part was true.
Yeah, it's you know, it ain't good. It's the whole thing. So you just bleach your hair. You just bleach your hair. And then you think of buying a Miata.
You know what else you and old faggots have in common? Poop in your pants. Poop in your pants.
Listen, I poop my pants with pride. I'm a proud pants pooper. PPP. That's what those loans were.
June is your month. I know.
Poon.
PPP loan. It stands for pee-pee and poop.
It does. And everybody went to jail where there's a lot of gay sex. So it all comes full circle, guys. This is called improv.
Everything's connected. It's like those numerology guys. It's like everything adds up to 14 or whatever the hell. Like,
I love numerology.
Everything
people.
Is 11.
I love numerology people. That shit's so fucking funny.
So when they get to 11, why don't they ever add the 1 and 1 and get to 2 is my question.
Because that's not how you get to this is the mark of the beast this time for real.
Right. So. Okay. I'm just not understanding the process or the goals, apparently.
Oh, no. Monster is apparently 666 for some reason. The energy drink.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole to-do. It's very cool. I love conspiracy people. I think they should run our country. I mean, they kind of do,
think so,
but
too. It would be better that way.
It'd be at least more fun.
I think we should just have Alex Jones run it. and see what happens.
Fucking unironically, he should be the press secretary.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, all they do is go up there and yell at people anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're just always so angry and they're like fighting, arguing back, you know, and then they're like, you're out of line or whatever. He would do that great.
It would be incredible. You can't do a worse job than Karine Jean-Pierre. So they should let me do it.
They should let you do it.
Because then, like, as a matter of fucking White House record and all of this stuff, and they got to put it on CNN and stuff, I'm going to be like, yeah, the queer bow in the back. What is that? No, that's fucking stupid. President Trump didn't say that. Did he say it? Well, that's not what he meant then. Next. Hold on. No. Hold on. We're doing a thing today. We're doing exclusively African and Asian fucking reporters. CNN, eat a dick. Fox, suck my balls. All right. Ubuntu, what do you got going on? Say it again. Acosta, go translate for me. Figure it out, because I don't know what he's saying. Just up there with a flask.
Not as fun as Alex Jones.
Oh, no, I can't be the golden god Alex Jones. Are you serious? I'd do a good job. Sean Spicer is the closest guy that ever did like a good enough job where he was just screaming at people.
See, that's good. That's great. What it should be.
I like it.
I want to be like a politics news host. Oh, this, where I can like commentate on it.
That was you can have a good run. It gets tedious after a while. Yeah. It becomes pretty bad after a while.
Yeah, but I could just be like Tucker and make funny faces sometimes. Like, oh, look at this dude over here, you know? And then, like, everybody will love me. I'll be, like, adored. And then I'll lose my job.
Yeah. And then you can hang out with the Nelk boys.
Who's that?
They're, like, some YouTube people. They gamble on the internet, I guess. I don't know. They gamble on the internet and blow things up. It's, like, the new version of Jackass. I'm not really... And they have a podcast. I'm not really sure. They had Trump on their podcast. I don't understand who the Nelk boys are. I just know there's a guy called Steve Will Do It. And he used to make binge drinking videos and then gambling videos. And then he gets sued and he's just a millionaire. And I don't know what celebrities are anymore. Because in my brain, Bradley Cooper is a celebrity. And I don't think he's been in a movie for 40 years.
Yeah, I don't even know who celebrities are anymore other than internet people. Internet people are celebrities for sure.
Awkwafina has been around forever, and I still don't know what she looks like or what she ever did.
Is that the Barbie girl?
Couldn't tell you.
Lady? Because I'm pretty sure that's all I've ever heard of her doing is, like, I'm a Barbie girl.
Nope.
In a Barbie world.
Nope, that's not it. That's a band called Aqua from the 90s.
Who's Awkwafina?
Don't know. Heard the name 1,000 times. It's spelled different than the water. And that's the person, and I just thought, that's silly. She won't be famous for long. I don't need to learn who that is. And she's remained famous so much so that it has come up again in my life recently. And I still don't know who she is. Yep. Don't know who she is, what she does, what she looks like, anything. There's a woman out there named Sia. I know that she's a musical lady with the hair and never heard of a single song one of hers. But you know who I did find out I like recently? Dua Lipa. She makes all kinds of great music.
I've heard people like her. I don't know. I just don't listen to that kind of music. I didn't know disco. Who Lana Del Rey was until Taylor Swift got really, really famous a couple of years ago. Because she re-released all her albums.
But...
And then suddenly everyone's like, I've loved her my whole life, but I hadn't heard about her in like 10 years. Like nobody had said her name to me in like 10 years. And then suddenly she's like on a world tour and re-released all her albums with new recordings. And like everybody's always loved her, I guess, but never spoke to me about her before then. That's how I found out who Lana Del Rey was, because people were arguing on the internet about Lana being superior or something.
Who was the real lady artist?
Yeah. And it's like, it's funny because it's the same person with a different outfit. Like if you had like two people standing next to each other, and one is blonde and wears pink, the other one is a brunette and wears more toned down colors, but they're doing the same thing with the slightly different vibe. That's my impression. I don't get it.
You know who my favorite lady artist is? What? And I guess she just got pregnant and stopped making music.
That'll happen.
Regina Spector.
Regina Spector.
Yeah.
Who is... What? Music?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
November rain. The song's kind of long, but it's a good refrain. And
That's terrible lyrics. Speaking of which, let me tell
everyone. It's not. She's a great pianist, and she was cool, and she made all this cool music.
She's a great pianist.
It's pianist. Don't be immature.
I'm sorry. Okay, but does everyone remember a couple episodes ago we did a segment where we were going through Taylor Swift and a few Lana Del Rey lyrics? We did some Kanye too, the Kanye versus Taylor segment, right? I want to continue doing this segment every now and then, just whenever we get submissions for it, because I had three different people, DM me and say, hey, I really like that. You guys should do other stuff. But what I want you to do is just, I mean, you guys know what kind of music Brian and I listen to, right? You've heard us talk about music a lot on here. Send us lyrics for us to defend, right?
Sure.
So send Brian some Kanye lyrics and he has to defend why it's good. You guys could really, really find some gems from My Chemical Romance or Evanescence or something, okay? It'll be fun.
Wait, you actually unironically like Evanescence?
Yeah. Just the one outside, Fallen. Fallen is a beautiful album. A woman who has had a rough life will relate to every word of it. It's like PTSD woman version, the album. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful
PTSD
thing.
Poop trans suck dick.
Is that?
That's what it stands for, dude.
That's real mature. You're the one being immature now.
You're always very mature.
I am.
You're definitely matured.
Okay. I'm beautiful. I have good collagen production. Okay. That's what I was told by the lady
facials. No. You have good collagen injections.
No, I don't get injections. I've never done any work. I can't do Botox because, like, if I couldn't make really weird faces while I talk, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Well, you still try to make the faces. It just doesn't show up.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's like a frozen camera.
It would be like losing a part of myself.
Well,
you know?
You know, there's a lot of you, so.
It's not.
You could stand to lose some.
I lost 2 pounds this week. There's not much more I can lose. I'm going to turn into a skeleton. Which my son would love, but
yeah, he would be super excited.
Whoa, Mom! Oh my gosh, it's so terrible because I'm okay, guys. Size 4 or 5'9". Okay, think about that. Not a very big lady right now. Okay, my son runs up to me yet again, grabs my stomach, and goes, "Mommy, I love your fat belly. It's so squishy. It's so will it ever be enough?"
Rex, dude. I don't know, do sit-ups there, fatso. That rules.
Yeah. I can't do sit-ups because, like, you know how when you're pregnant, your belly gets stretched? You lose your ab muscles, and it's just really hard to build them back up.
I don't know. You better figure it out, or your awesome fucking alpha son is going to body shame you for the rest of your life.
Well, the problem is he thinks it's a compliment. Because he's like, I don't know why he just thinks being fat is like fun. I don't know.
I mean, it is cool and fun. You know.
You're having a good time with it.
I am. I think it's fucking hilarious. I got good bits to poop myself and doing good things. High aspirations.
All right. On that note, I think we might be out of time for today, everyone.
We literally have 8 minutes left.
See, we started that late?
Yeah, it's pretty late.
I was wondering how it went by so fast.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We can call it. I don't give a shit. This is a free one.
No, we don't have to call it. I thought we went over, and I was like, oh crap, we still have a bonus to do. But no, apparently we started that late.
Well, you got here fucking late.
Oh yeah, my internet went down. That's what happened. Okay, I remember now. Sorry, everybody. Do you want to do another short?
Yeah, do one.
Advice story.
Do one.
This is from r/confessions from Chef Boyardee 42069.
That's
quite the name.
Cool name. What a cool dude.
I honestly only, I only picked this one because of the name. Like, I don't care about the content at all. I just wanted to say that. I accidentally got a boyfriend.
Please be a dude. Please be a dude.
It actually doesn't say. I have no idea. I have no, like, what girl has that as their name, though, right? That's like a boy name.
Or a fat girl.
Or a fat girl. It could be a fat girl. With, like, a real big personality.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, one of those. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I mean, they're cool to drink with, but yeah.
I'd like them as friends.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Well, I mean, like, obviously. Because
sure. Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I'm a woman. I didn't even. I'm so used to you saying lesbian shit that it just flew right by me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, you know, she's a lesbian.
He just thinks of gay at this point.
I know you're gay at this point.
I'm not. I have, like, a husband and children. I don't have a girlfriend anymore.
There you go.
Because she made you mad. No, I'm just kidding. That's gone now.
I'm out here. Westboro Bryden Church. Breaking that shit up.
Too long didn't read. I don't know how to break up with him because he's really sweet and has been hurt so many times.
So? Who cares? Life's not fair.
Yeah, one more time, it's not going to kill him. I mean, if it does, poof.
You know, but and if it does, I wouldn't look in the rearview mirror on that one. Just keep on keeping on. Keep on trucking, as the kids say. They're saying that still, right? Ha-ha! Keep on trucking.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody says that.
I think that they might. They say groovy?
No.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Even I don't say groovy. Like, that's...
Flower power is still in, right?
Yes, that, okay. That is. Yeah.
Good. And then, you know, peace signs and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got flower... Flower necklaces. And...
No.
Bell bottoms, though. Bell bottoms has got to be in.
Puka shells.
Different era.
We're back to puka shells.
Okay. Are people still starting cults in North California?
Well, yeah. Okay. That never stopped, good. Though.
Okay.
That doesn't end ever.
Okay, good. Well, helter skelter to everybody out there. Helter skelter.
So there's this boy I met over Snapchat who I thought was cute. So we started hanging out and we had sex. We kept seeing each other every weekend. And I was crossed laying in my bed with him and said to him, so are you going to ask me? So he asked me out and I said yes. So that's not accidental.
That's not accidental at all. That's 100% your fault.
What do you, this is the opposite of an accident in every way. You did this on purpose. Repeatedly and then explicitly asked him to ask you out.
Yeah, that's not an accident.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
I felt good about it for a little, but now I'm beginning to overthink my decision. I don't think I got to know him well enough because the more I talk to him, the more he pisses me off. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you should have thought about that before you had sex with him every single weekend for like however long, okay?
Or more realistically, you should have thought about that before you fucked up that good thing you guys had going when you were just fucking.
It makes no sense. You didn't accidentally do shit.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You fucking dove right into that, and now you regret your decision. And, you know, if you were happy with it before, then it's not an accident. You screwed it up. You screwed it up. Because you know what? If you would have just kept fucking that guy every weekend, then you would have been, like, eventually you would have gone, I hate this guy. And you would have parted ways, and now nobody would have been butthurt about it, and you forced him into it, so why are you trying to say that you're concerned about his feelings? You did it.
You're not. You didn't think about his feelings at any point. If this you didn't like him, you shouldn't have let him on. This and also,
is a dude.
What are you doing? What are you doing sleeping with people all the time and dating them before you figure out that when he speaks, he pisses you off?
It's the 60s, man.
Wait, what? We time traveled.
Well,
is that what's happening right now?
Oh shit! It's 2024. Never mind. No, now you do that, and then you gotta like build a fucking pentagram out of blood in the middle of the room and shit. Things have gotten dark. Now back in my day when we were rocking out to the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
it was good. I'd be like, I am the Eggman.
That's how you time traveled then, but now we need the bloody pentagram.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's like a whole
goat's
thing.
Head and okay.
Yeah, things got a lot worse. Back in my day, the fucking, you know, like, but when Elvis was shaking his hips around, you know, that was a different time.
Scandalous.
It was.
That's what that is.
He was acting like a black.
He was.
It was horrible. I mean, like, but, but you know, I remember when Rock Around, this is not Elvis, but I remember when the song Rock Around the Clock came out. Oh, man, we went crazy. We started looting cars. We were going to rock around the clock? Around the clock, Abby? Tonight? Are you serious?
Tonight! Tonight, yes.
And we
That's
did.
Absurd. And it's then, short notice is what it is.
And, you know, we were making alcohol. I mean, Prohibition was on at the time. And then we would do the heroin and smoke the jazz cigarettes. And then I'd go to these jazz clubs. And, you know, we would really get down. And then the girls, they wore these skirts. And like smoke these cigarettes out of the cigarette extenders, and then
that's a good look.
And then we were just really surprised that, you know, they were building the railroads and that trains existed, you know, because we had just come out of the rootin' tootin' cowboy days,
right?
And then, you know, I mean, I was a cowboy,
right? And you know, you were riding mammoths,
yeah. Well, the mammoths aren't all you make them out to be. You know, the young kids make them out to be. They weren't that big of a deal.
They weren't
okay?
that cool.
My neighbor Fred and my other neighbor Barney, Wilma. Mm, mm-hmm. Jesus, Fred's wife was crazy hot. You know, the honest thing was, when I was really younger, I knew this guy named George Jetson.
Okay, yeah, younger. Okay, I'm getting... Whew.
So
this is what it's like talking to... my great-grandfather, who has Alzheimer's, by the way. He's like 94 years old. He's just like, yeah, and I remember when we went on that cruise, and that was right before I went to war, and I was in Spec Ops, and I could kill a man with my pinky finger, and I did once, but I'm not supposed to tell you about that. And I'm just like, oh my God, Grandpa.
The rules.
I can show you how to do it, but I can't tell you about it. Like, oh, don't. Okay. No, please don't show me. Not right now. Who are you showing me on? Like, no, we're not at war. The Koreans are fine now. I mean, they're not fine.
No,
like, they
got a problem.
Half of them are kind of okay, but they got a whole, you know,
you got a whole
population decline thing going. And then
the whole upstairs gang over in Korea is not doing so good.
Yeah, it's not going well.
Yeah, no, who doesn't want to eat people, though?
Well...
it's what they had to do.
They had to eat people?
Oh, yeah. They had, like, a really bad famine, like, several years ago.
Yeah. Lots of people have eaten people, though.
No. Nah.
Like, it's not that big a deal.
Pretty big deal. You got to eat your cousin and shit.
I mean, the Aztecs were just doing it for fun.
They loved it. They were into it. That was their thing.
That's where barbecue came from.
That rules. I didn't know that.
They were eating people.
It's pretty
sweet. That's barbecue, by the way. I mean, it came from the way they would roast the things over the pit, or like, you know, case it in clay, and then
I'll bet
like
they also it, you know? Did pigs and
but
stuff.
But it was they also. But the main thing I'm trying to get across is that the original barbecue were human beings.
Okay, I'll bet they started with pig, and then we're like, you know what we could do with people also.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're wrong then.
I mean, I.
Your factoid is ass.
I'm not wrong.
Your factoid is ass. So.
I'm the one making shit up here.
What are you talking about?
Me. I'm the one making things up. You know what, everyone? We're out of time for today. I'm glad that we could go down memory lane with Bryden. We care about you guys very much. Remember, you can send us the submissions for
the
Did
I tell you about
segment.
That plantation that I used to work on? It was
and
down
you can hear
south.
All about what Bryden did to the farm workers, we'll call them, on the bonus episode.
They
of
had
Patreon.
Their own
com
house. And when they would get married, they'd jump over a broom. I thought it was the oddest thing. And we would give them the guts from the pig in a barrel.
Mm-hmm. To supplement their personal garden. That you let them have.
And then I remember one of them, Kunta Kinte, tried to run away one time. That's what I called him. They called him Toby. I didn't. I was respectful because I've always been a progressive. type of person. So I said, Kunta, I'd love to help you run away, but you can't run away. And then, he did. And I was in that movie, I think, about him.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, go to patreon.com/HereToHelpPodcast. Follow me on Twitter @OctoAbby. That's with an I. Join our Discord server. A link is in the description. We appreciate you very much.
I mean, I think he was also taught kids to read.
Because everyone.
And he was on a spaceship one time.
You know, maybe,
and he had a
maybe
visor.
Maybe you get more listeners, Brian. What? Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a great week. Secure in the knowledge that we are with you, and we are the only ones you could trust are here to help.